Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now.
Mm-hmm.
It's again time for one of our favorite segments, Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
All right, on the phone with us now is Joe.
Hi.
What's up, Joe?
How's it going, guys?
Good morning, Joe. We appreciate you coming on the radio. Tell everybody how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. Mm-hmm. Joe, and this is very exciting, is an airline pilot.
Yeah.
Captain for a major U.S. airline.
Whoa.
Oh, we're going to ask you a ton of questions.
Yeah, this is a first. This is great. I've been waiting for you, Joe.
Normally, we'll put 60 seconds on the clock, and I guess we still will, but...
Yeah.
No, we're going to ask so many more.
We're going to ask you so many questions.
You know what's funny is, like, there's not many jobs, I feel like, that still have the swag, and, like, pilots...
Pilots still have the swag.
Still have the swag.
They still command respect.
Oh, yeah.
Just when, like, nobody respects police officers anymore. Very rarely do people respect teachers like they should.
Right.
You know?
Like, the people that should be getting the respect don't get it, but pilots still do.
Pilots still get the respect. Anyway, we'll ask you a bunch of questions, and when we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll come back, we'll guess what we think you make, and then you'll tell everybody. Simple, all right?
All right.
All right. Here's the who cares 60-second timer. It's going to start right now. I don't even know where to begin.
Here, I'll start.
Yeah, go.
Did you fly in the military?
No, I did not have the privilege of serving in the military. I did it all civilian.
So there's a chance I can.
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
How long have you been a pilot?
Booker, no.
Professionally now for 16 years.
Nice. So how does one even, where does it start?
Right.
How does one even just dip their toe into becoming a pilot?
Yep.
You know, I tell everybody if I can do it, anybody can, and that's absolutely the truth. If anybody has interest in doing it, it's just a matter of going down to your local airport, even in small towns in Texas. Most of them all have a flight school, and just take a flight with a flight instructor, see if it's for you, and that's where the journey can begin.
Captain Joe, not everyone can do it. I play with a friend online on Xbox, my buddy Eric Selkin, and there's like this aviation game, and he crashes like a little crop duster thing all the time.
All right, well, maybe not him then.
So, Captain Joe, not to take anything away from how important your job is, but is it true that the majority of the flight, with the exception of the takeoff and landing, is pretty much like autopilot?
Yes, that is true. That being said, we're flying the aircraft on autopilot. It is still a type of flying of the aircraft, so we are still very much involved. We do have to actively tell the autopilot essentially what to do and when to do it.
These questions are going to come flying at you. You know when a pilot says, sorry, we're a little late getting out of the gates. We're going to try to make it up in the air. And they always make it up in the air. Like, if they could go that fast in the air, how come we just aren't always making it up in the air? Like, hey, you know what? We decided we're just going to go ahead and go a little faster this time. So we're here 30 minutes early.
Well, there's a lot of variables. Air traffic control, different airports, routing, and... if we're running a little behind, there are opportunities for us to ask air traffic control for different routing that would shorten our flight. We can't always get it because it just depends on the amount of traffic in flight. Additionally, we are flight planned to fly at a certain speed for fuel burn purposes. However, when we're running behind, we can get authorization sometimes to fly faster. Of course, we're going to burn more fuel, which costs more money. However, being on time is usually one of the most important things. Besides safety, of course.
Interesting.
I never thought of that. That's
true.
I always heard there's like lanes in the sky. Is that true?
That's absolutely true.
How does one get promoted as a captain? Is it like based off like you start just doing the flights from Dallas to Houston?
Well, the way it works is everything in airlines is based on seniority, which is the amount of time you've been hired with the company.
Uh-huh.
That dictates everything. That dictates what position you can hold, what base you can hold, and to an extent, yes, what routes or layovers or cities you want to fly to. It's all dictated by seniority.
And wouldn't it be fair to say that since you work for a major U.S. airline, you're probably making more money than someone who works for one of the more...
boutique?
Or what do they call it? Low-cost airlines?
Well, actually, I can tell you I do work for a low-cost airline. Think something along the lines of Allegiant, Spirit, Frontier, JetBlue.
Okay,
gotcha.
However, I will say our pay, as far as captains go, is... fairly comparable amongst most airlines.
Ah. Now, I do know flight attendants do not get paid while they're on the ground. They only make money while they're in the air. Is the same true for pilots?
To an extent, yes. We actually are technically paid an hourly wage, and that hourly wage is calculated on flight time, actually, from the time we close the door and the parking brake is released until the time we land and we open that front door. So when we're going through delays and whatnot, we're just as frustrated as the passengers in the back because, hey, we're not getting paid here. And all this is doing is keeping us from getting home to our families to the hotel for the layover. Yeah, it doesn't benefit us in every way. That being said, there are some complexities to our pay that do allow us to receive some compensation depending on the type of trip we're operating, where we would make something while we're on the ground. But predominantly our pay is based on essentially wheels up to wheels downtime.
All right. I'm going to ask this question when we come back, so don't answer it now. But I'm going to ask you if you've ever had to turn the plane around due to an unruly passenger. And if so, what happened? But in the meantime, we need to know how much Captain Joe's making. So text your guest to 51993. Be sure to put your name and where you're from so we can thank you. Again, text your guest to 51993. More with Captain Joe in 3 minutes when he shares his salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now. On the phone with us is Joe from Austin. Joe is a major U.S. airline captain. What else do we learn, Sarah?
He did not serve in the military. He did this all civilian. He's professionally been flying for 16 years, and he told Alex, anybody can do it. You go to your local airport, even if you're in a small Texas town, go to the flight school and take a flight with a flight instructor to see if it's your thing. Booker wanted to know if he actually flies since it's an autopilot. He said, sure, but that being said, you're actively telling autopilot what to do and when to do it. Then we kind of got into why don't planes just always go faster since they can always, quote, make up time in the air. It all comes down to air traffic control and routing. And if they're running behind, there are opportunities to get better routing. Maybe it's routing. I don't know. Flights planned at a certain speed for fuel burn. If you fly faster, it's going to cost more money. But sometimes, you know, they pay them more money so they can get there on time.
Cool.
As far as being a pilot, seniority dictates everything. It dictates where you fly, all those things. He does work for a low-cost airline. His pay is fairly comparable to a non-low-cost airline. And they get paid just the hours they're actually flying. It's calculated from the time they close that door, put up that parking brake, and then from when they land. And they're not necessarily getting paid like when they're just sitting on the tarmac.
All right. Wow. We learned a lot from Captain Joe.
You know,
I think there are a handful of occupations where there is a lot of intermingling, like the restaurant industry. Mm-hmm. And I feel like flight attendants and captains get it on a lot.
Oh, you mean romantic?
Right. You've seen one too many movies, man.
Well, maybe I have. Is that a pretty good stereotype, or is that just a bunch of nonsense?
It's a good stereotype. I would say, does it happen? Yes. Does it happen more than any other office job or whatnot? Probably not. Mm. It's tough sometimes. I mean, after flying a red-eye flight and you're landing somewhere at 6 a.m., trust me, that's the last thing on anybody's mind.
That's funny.
They're going to have their way with that hotel bed. That's it.
That's awesome.
Okay. All right. So answer the question here, Captain Joe. Have you ever had to turn the plane around due to an unruly passenger?
I've been quite fortunate. No, I have not, I do have friends that have.
Why have people just lost their damn minds right now?
That's a great question. I don't know. I mean, the mask mandates is probably one of them. I mean, some people don't want to wear them. Some people do. We get it. But the rules are the rules, so we all have to follow the rules. It's always kind of been somewhat of an issue, but, you know, ever since COVID started, and I guess people are just getting tired of being packed away and being forced to wear masks, it's it's not always everybody's popular choice, and maybe that makes tempers flare at times.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I certainly understand it. I mean, who likes to wear a mask? But, you know, rules are rules, and let's just abide by them and get to where we need to go and rip them off. All right. So here we go. Let's start off with our guest. It's Alex Franco.
Scott sent a text message to 51993 saying he's a first-year major airline pilot, and he's making $94,000 a year.
Oh, wow.
So Captain Joe said he's been flying for 16 years, so I'm going to add 16 to 94. Let me do the math real quick.
All right. Hold on. Let's see here. Let me do it in my head.
I was writing it down.
94 and 16.
Yeah,
so
what
you
is
add
that?
The six, and then that's should be $110,000 in my head. That's what I got.
Yeah,
is that right?
Carry the one. Yep.
Yay!
110. There you go. So Captain Joe makes $110,000 a year.
Sarah,
I'm gonna go $200,000.
Whoa! Damn, girl.
I don't know.
Dang, I'm keeping it real with 1.25.
All right.
So we got 110, 125, and 200. Sarah.
Yeah.
All right, Captain Joe.
Let's go big.
The airline pilot.
Mm-hmm.
What is that magic number? How much are you making every year?
In 2021, my total compensation was $232,000.
Yeah! Oh, I know what I'm talking about.
Captain Joe? That's awesome.
So, Captain Joe, you always have to have a co-pilot. So, are they making anywhere near that kind of money?
It all depends. Again, because our salaries are based on how much we work, and I'm lazy, so I worked less than half the year last year.
Dude!
Wait, so that was working half the year?
A little less, yep.
A little less.
Wow! You could be making upwards of $400,000 or even close to $500,000 if you were a little bit more aggressive.
Absolutely. There are guys at our airline that do apply themselves in that way, and they are approaching those numbers and exceeding them at times.
Oh, that's incredible.
So awesome. That is so cool.
Good for them. Good for y'all.
But as far as your question, I think the average first officer compensation at our airline is probably in the $150,000 to $175,000 a year range.
Wow.
Hey, you fly all day, I'll sit in the shotgun. I'll take it all day.
Yeah. Wow.
That's awesome.
So, one final question. As a pilot, it is my understanding that you get free travel with your airline. Is that true?
That is true.
Okay, so that's a great perk. How often do you take advantage of that?
You know, my family and I... probably not as often as we should, because there is a caveat to that perk. While it is a great one to have, what a lot of people don't understand is it is standby travel. We only get to go if there's open seats in the back.
Yeah. I've seen you guys ride the jump seat, bro. Uh-huh. That looks uncomfortable.
Exactly. It is very uncomfortable. I'd rather have a middle seat in the back.
So you will only take a flight if you are fairly confident that you'll be able to get on standby.
Correct.
One more question for Captain Joe, because I know we're never going to have a pilot on the phone again.
All right, go ahead.
I was flying one time to Las Vegas, and I was sitting up front, and the two flight attendants were joking. They looked at each other, and they said, "Do you think he's Air Force or Navy?" And then when we landed, they both looked at each other and said Navy and started laughing. And so I asked them, I said, "Hey, what did that mean?" And they're like, "Former Navy pilots usually land hard. It's a short and harder landing. Former Air Force pilots land nice and smooth and long." Is that true, or were they screwing with me?
You know, it is a joke in the industry, because Navy pilots came up learning how to land on an aircraft carrier. So, you know, basically trying to land a jet at 150 miles an hour on something not much bigger than a tennis court.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Air Force pilots are used to that nice, long 2-mile runway where they can really stretch it out and roll it on.
All right. Well, thank you, Captain Joe.
Captain Joe, thank you so much for getting us to point A, point B. Remember, safety is always our number one priority. And thank you for sharing your salary. Now, remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work, but call us now, would you? 512-643-5947 or text the word salary to 51993. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.